Hi, this is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And today I'm delighted to be talking with someone about one of my favorite events of the year, Landis Arboretum Plant Book and Bake Sale. Please introduce yourself and tell us about Landis.
Hello, my name is Amy Howanski. I'm on the board of directors at Landis Arboretum. I also work with the plant sale, and I try to get a lot of rare and unusual collectible plants there for sale. Landis Arboretum is a wonderful, wonderful place. We have about 300 plus acres of nature, beautiful, tranquil trails, 15 miles of trails that you can hike on. You can take your dog there, but the dog has to be on a leash. And you can do bird watching. There are a couple of ponds. You can come out and look at the great view from our meeting house, which is up on a hill, and the view looks down the valley. Several landscape painters have wanted to go up onto that deck and paint that view.
And you also have a number of unique areas, the old growth forests.
Right. So we have some collections. We have an old growth area, and that means original trees, trees that are super old that haven't been harvested yet for lumber. We also have a native plant trail that takes about an hour to walk, kind of at a leisurely pace, and all of the plants are labeled. We are known for our oak tree collection. We used to have a really amazing old oak, and it was damaged during one of the last hurricanes. But there are other oaks in that same area that are more than 400 years old. We have some small gardens with perennials and bulbs. And we have some collections of lilacs. And that is going to be one of our new renovation projects, is to go through our lilac collection and add some of the new cultivars that are available today in retail markets.
So the plant sale is this weekend, May 14th and 15th. What's in bloom now?
The plant sale is going to be Friday night. That's for members only. And then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. What is in bloom now? Magnolias are just at the end of blooming. Forsythia is just at the end of blooming. You may see some red buds finishing off. You may see some just a little bit left at the end of service berries. And service berries are also called shad bush. And this is because the shad spawn upriver when the service berry blooms. Two things in nature that always happen together at the same time.
So the arboretum has wonderful trees and shrubs and plants. So it's worth going to just to see them. But then you can also, during the plant sale, take stuff home. Tell us what you have available at the plant sale.
Right. Excellent. So we have a native plant collection, and we call this also Landis Grown. These are things that we are growing ourselves at Landis. We also have the collectible corner, and that's for rare and unusual plants. I like to work in that section. So I scout out, I go to secret places, and I get rare and unusual plants, bring them in, and then we sell them to the public. And these are some really cool things. Maybe they have an interesting sculptural form. Maybe they have beautiful colors. Maybe it's an evergreen that has yellow foliage, you know, instead of green foliage. And then we also have a lot of perennials. Many of these perennials are going to be great for attracting pollinators, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, dragonflies. So that's often a big draw as well. And this year we have fruit trees. In the past, we've had a lot of requests for peaches and apples, and we do have fruit trees this year.
So it can be an overwhelming selection. It's so vast for perennials and shrubs and trees. One of the things I like about it is that there are people there to answer questions and help us pick out plants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. And they are called plant experts. Anyone who's a plant expert has experience in the horticulture trade. Maybe they were landscapers, maybe they had their own business, maybe they were master gardeners, and they all have little labels on, plant expert labels. They'll be walking around the different sections of the sale. They can help you pick out if you say, well, I have an area that's really full sun from sunrise to sunset, and it's sandy soil and it gets kind of dry, and I want a plant that doesn't get any bigger than 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide. Hey, what do you have? Well, the plant expert can kind of steer you toward plants that might be appropriate for you.
And besides plants, there's a book sale and a bake sale. Often people think of the book sale being a table with a few books on it, but that's not the case at Landis, is it?
We have literally thousands of books. There's a big barn on the property. The plant sale is outside on multiple tables surrounding and behind the barn. The barn itself is where you would go to check out. But also, if you go inside the barn, there's a library in there. All of the books are donated by people. And there's every category. There's mysteries. There's a lot of gardening books, but not just gardening books. There's cooking books, all different types of categories. And they are not individually priced. You pay what you think is appropriate and fair for this book.
So you can fill a big bag, fill a box, or just take one or two books. But once you see them, you will fill a bag or a box. There's also a bake sale.
Yes, and the bake sale, those items are made by our members and our volunteers. And they're really good. And you know what we've had in the, you know what I like about this, about the bake sale and that what we've had in the past is that there are people who say, well, I realize that nuts may be a problem. So I'm going to make brownies with nuts and then I'm going to make brownies without nuts. And there are people who make gluten-free products, vegetarian products, vegan products. And we never know what we're going to get, right? They're all donations, but they range from pies and cookies and cupcakes and really, really tasty items.
Now, getting back to plants, I had originally asked you if you were a master gardener, if you worked with Cornell Cooperative Extension, getting special training to know about plants, and you're not just a master gardener. Tell us more about your connection with Cornell.
Right. I used to be the master gardener coordinator for Cooperative Extension in Albany County. I was also the community gardening coordinator in Schenectady County for Cooperative Extension. I have 40 years in the trade this year. This is my 40th year in the trade. So I've been a business owner. I do landscape design install. I do a lot of diagnostics, helping people find out what's wrong with their plants. I currently work at a local nursery as a horticulturalist. So I have a long time in the trade and I've worked in many different aspects of the trade. I've done greenhouse production, pruning, and I've also taught horticulture at Avotech. So I've explored so many different avenues, so many different spokes on the wheel, and I've really enjoyed it quite a bit.
So listeners, when Shay says that there are plant experts available at Landis during the plant sale that'll help you pick things, she means experts. Remind us, the plant sale is, there's two sales a year, actually, the weekend after Mother's Day and the weekend after Labor Day. This month.
So it's actually going to be Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday.
But Friday is only for Landis members.
Right. And we want to encourage everyone to become a member. And so to encourage you, you can show up at the door on Friday, not being a member, and then pay for your membership in order to get in. That's how much we want you as a member. And the really, really cool thing about this is it pays for itself right there because you get a 10% discount for the whole year on any of the plants you buy at either of the sales. So me being, you know how we are, plantaholics, I make up that money right away. Another really cool feature about the membership is a thing called Reciprocal Gardens. There is a network of botanical gardens and arboreta across the United States that they've all joined together as sister gardens. If you're a member at one, you get some benefits at other gardens. Now, you might not be a full member at the other gardens, but you often get free entrance or free parking or a discount in their gift shop. I have used this to a great advantage in the past, and I think you would enjoy it as well.
And speaking of free parking, there is indeed free parking at the plant sale. There are Boy Scouts on hand to help you cart away all the wonderful buys that you'll find. And there's a great meeting house that is rented out for events at the top of the hill overlooking Schoharie Valley with a wonderful deck for parties and things recently renovated. Can you remind us of the address for Landis Arboretum, please?
It is on Lape Road, L-A-P as in Paul, E as in Edward, Lape Road in Esperance, New York. Now, be aware, it is a semi-dirt road, so drives nicely, drive slowly. There are a couple of potholes. Just be careful as you're coming in, but you're going to have a nice, lovely drive through some back wooded areas as you're coming up. There's parking on the left and parking way up at the top of the hill. And then if you need assistance getting from the parking lot to the sale, we also have golf carts that we can drive you around in.
And one final mention, Fred Brakely is the executive director. Some of our listeners may have heard him on another radio station in the Albany area. This is your chance to meet him in person, to talk with him, talk with Amy Hawansky and others about all of your gardening questions. Amy, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me. I'll see you there. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thank you.